Australian government representatives fronted a UN body in Geneva reviewing the rights of vulnerable children in Australia. The UN Committee of the Rights of the Child is also hearing evidence from a 12-year-old Aboriginal boy named Duan. Addressing the UN overnight, Duan implored Australia to stop putting 10-year-olds in jail, which is still legally possible in all states and territories. Mercy Jumo is World Vision's Senior Policy Advisor for Child Rights and is also in Geneva, from where she's talking to us this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning, Hamish. Thank you for having me.
Duan Hussan has addressed this UN committee overnight. What was his message?
Oh, the message is clear. He is a young person. Speaking from his personal experience, he wants to be listened to be heard by the Australian government. He wants to be able to use his own language and to be taught in his own language. He spoke this evening and said, children here in Switzerland learn in their own mother tongue. I would like to do the same. Duan is concerned about young people being sent to jail. You know, the age of criminal liability in Australia is 10 years old. And so the UN is really, really concerned about the child protection systems. And as such, you know, the conversation was on protecting children and ensuring that moving forward, the government takes seriously the advice that it gets from the United Nations, and that the government, together with us children's advocates, can actually come around the table and map an agenda for children in Australia to rectify some of these problems, because we know what is wrong and what works.
This is an issue that we've discussed on this program many times before, and that's the age of children being put into prison. There have been repeated recommendations to increase the age limit to 14. Is the UN also questioning the federal government about this?
Well, yes, because actually this whole process that we are attending here in Geneva is a state-led process. So it is the federal government that is speaking to the UN and responding to the questions posed by the UN. And yes, the government did talk about the issue of children being put into jail. And they gave an example of the Northern Territory, where discussions are underway and a report, you know, is being prepared, and that the recommendation from that Northern Territory is that the age be raised to 12. Now,
you've called, World Vision has called for a national policy and an implementation agenda for Australia's children and young people. What would that look like?
Well, essentially, it means that all stakeholders need to be around the table, and it means that somebody has to take responsibility for children's rights in Australia. And by that, what I mean is that the government is responsible for the rights of its citizens, but the federal government should actually, in a best case scenario, appoint somebody who is responsible for children. So the best scenario would be for us to have a minister for children. And that person would work very closely with another office that we have, which is the National Children's Commissioner. So the agenda.
Can I just ask, though, what difference would that make tangibly for children in Australia?
The difference is in coordinating. And first of all, Sorry?
Oh, we seem to be having some problems with the line. We might try and re-establish that. Can you just tell me briefly what substantive difference that would make for children in Australia?
It means that somebody takes real ownership of all activities that are related to children. Because, you know, if you have a children's ministry, they are linking into the other different areas of service provision, like education, health, and so on. And we will be able to then sit down and identify and have an agenda which we can actually measure. We can actually sit down and say, this is what we want to do. This is the plan that we have. And this is how we are going to measure success. And this is what success looks like.
Mercy Jumo, we appreciate your time. Thank you.